Have you ever found yourself just needing to take a walk? It's one of those situations where you've been stressed, found yourself anxious, worried, not understanding what's going on around you, and you just needed to remove yourself from that situation and to take a walk. It could be maybe even to find a quiet, solitude place. Front porch with the coffee. Taking time to get away, favorite hike that you wanted to get to, and maybe even perhaps as you go on that walk, going with someone in your family, a friend or a spouse who's there just to listen, to share what's going on, to try to understand what's happening. When we take these walks, we sometimes set out with little to no understanding of what's going on, with little or no hope of things ever getting better, of wondering, is there going to be a light at the end of this dark tunnel that we're in right now? I imagine this is the same situation and how two of Jesus' followers felt as they found themselves walking on the road to Emmaus. We don't necessarily know why they were going to Emmaus. Could be going home or to work or to visit family, but what we do know is that they needed to be taking that walk. They didn't understand what had just happened. Jesus had just been crucified on the cross, and they didn't know what was going on. Their faith and their hope was gone, and so they tried to understand during that walk. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to read along with us. Our text for today is Luke 24, verses 13 through 35. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of the women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels, who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But him they did not see. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he was going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it's nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with him, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. They were found, the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. These two followers of Jesus, probably from an extended group of Jesus' followers, had set out on the road to Emmaus, talking to each other about what had happened, trying to understand what was going on. The reality around them did not match their expectations and what they thought was going to happen with Jesus. First thing for us to notice from this account, from this story, is that it's okay not to understand. As more gray hairs have appeared in my head, and as I was grown longer in the tooth, I've realized in my life there are some things that I just don't understand. There are times when I don't understand things that are going on around me. And that's okay. It's okay when we don't always understand. But just like those two journeymen on their way to Emmaus, they were sharing, they were talking, they were trying to understand. When we find ourselves in stressful situations, when we find ourselves worried or anxious, when we are on those walks, on our roads to Emmaus, we need to share our feelings. We need to try to understand. Now, this can be a challenge for most of us here, especially us men, because, you know, we've been schooled in just rub a little dirt on it. And it's going to be all right. Just suck it up. Don't worry about it. If you've got emotions that you're feeling, you just take them and you just push them deep, deep down. Bottle them up. It'll be all right. As we all know, it's not the most helpful or healthy way of dealing with our emotions. When we find ourselves stressed and worried and anxious, it's okay not to understand, but we need to share. We need to allow others to help us, to be there for us. And so as these two travelers on the road to Emmaus were there trying to understand, sharing, Jesus shows up. But they were kept from recognizing. Some suggest that this would have been possible for those in a state of hopelessness. I imagine there have been many times God came near to us, but because we were without faith and hope, we failed to recognize God's presence among us. What causes us then to lose our faith and hope? We all know that when the sun's out and things are going great, that we have all the faith and hope in the world. But soon as dark clouds form around us, as soon as we find ourselves in difficult situations, our faith is tested and our hope is shaken. I remember many years back when I was serving as a youth minister, I took the teenagers on a rafting trip. We went whitewater rafting on the New River up in West Virginia. Now, this is one of those rafting trips where you couldn't just get in the boat and go down on your own. You had to have a guide with you. You had to have helmets. It was a pretty dangerous river to go down. And so there was one particular part where the guide, he came and pulled the raft up on shore, and we walked back up river a little bit out into this rock. He said, y'all want to do something fun? Of course, all the youth and teenagers were like, yeah, this would be great. He said, right here is the elevator shaft. He said, as you see, this water is pouring over this rock. And if you jump in just right, like a pencil, it will shoot you straight down the elevator shaft, and eventually you'll pop back up downriver. If you don't want to do that, if you just want to jump in normal, just jump in, you'll float right back up, and you can swim back to the shore. So one of the older youth, he was one of the more brave, courageous youth, he jumped in as a pencil, and it shot him down under the water. And then about maybe 20 or 30 yards, he finally popped up. And if you could see the look on his face, his eyes must have been this big. You could tell it wasn't a pleasant experience. And right then and there, I decided that I did not want to participate in this elevator shaft experience. So some of the youth jumped in and also went downriver, and others jumped in and swam to the shoreline. And so it was my turn. I was last as a leader. And so I was determined just to jump in normally, swim to the side. But somehow, I don't know exactly what happened, but I hit it just right, and it shot me down, 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 way under the water. Everything went dark. But you know, I knew that everything was going to be okay because I had a life jacket on. And the life jacket would pull you right back up to the surface of the water. And also, I had seen other youth hit the elevator shaft, and eventually they popped up, and they were all right. So things were going to be all right. So there I was sitting under the water, just kind of waiting, patiently. But as I waited, and as I waited, it was still dark, surrounding all of me. I looked up, still darkness, saw no signs of the surface at all. So right then and there, I began to panic. Fear crept in, and I don't know what type of swimming stroke it was. I think I was half dog paddling, half grasping for the surface, and I started to swim and to swim and to swim. And finally, I started to see a little bit of the light of the surface, and eventually I popped up. And it wasn't 20 or 30 yards downstream. It must have been 50 or more. It was so far that I had to swim as hard as I could just to make it to the shore without getting washed on down the river. It was something that I'll never forget. And I would highly recommend, if you ever find yourself rafting down the New River and the guy pulls you over and says, "Would you like to jump down the elevator shaft?" You could say, "No thanks for me." But a lot of times we find ourselves in those situations where we've entered into a tunnel that's dark and we're wondering, is there a light at the end of this tunnel? We don't understand, we're worried, we're anxious, we're stressed. But you know, we've had our prayers in those same situations answered before 1,000 times. And we've seen others around us where God has answered their prayers and has taken care of them. But even with that, when we find ourselves in those situations and darkness surrounding us, fear creeping in, we start to doubt. We start to lose our faith, and we see our hope weakening. Despair closes our eyes, but faith and hope opens our eyes to God in Christ, who's nearer to us than we know. On those walks, when we find ourselves surrounded in darkness and doubt, even in those situations, God is there with us. But we fail to recognize God in those situations. Sometimes we just need to look harder, and realize He's there with us. So when Jesus showed up with these followers and they didn't recognize him, he's asking them, "Well, what things have y'all been talking about?" Imagine he looked at him and said, "Seriously? Have you been living under a rock? Do you not know what has happened here and gone on these past 3 days?" You see, these followers, without their hope, with their faith weakened, they couldn't believe the rumors of the resurrection. Though they understood what had happened, they failed to understand why it happened. So right then and there, Jesus sets out to rebuild their hope, to restore their faith, to help them understand why. And so he opens up the scriptures to them, beginning with Moses and going through the prophets. He explains to them everything the scripture said about him, about the Messiah. Passages such as the suffering servant in Isaiah. When we find ourselves sometimes trying to understand, we too, like those travelers on the road to Emmaus, can go to the scriptures to look to understanding, to try to connect with God, to let us know that He's there with us. Jesus sought to rebuild their faith, to restore their hope. Then the travelers, they arrive at the village of Emmaus. And for me, this is one of my favorite scenes here in this story, where they go to share a meal together, where the guest becomes the host. Jesus takes the bread, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he gives it to them. And then in verse 31, it says that their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Doesn't this scene sound familiar? Just a few days ago, it was the same scene at the Last Supper, where Jesus took the bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. This is an important part of the story, but it's another one of the resurrection appearances. We know through reading the Gospels, Jesus, he appeared to the women and some of the disciples at the tomb. He appears on different occasions to the disciples, to Thomas, shows up when Peter's out there fishing. He shares in many of those appearances, "Peace be with you." This is an important scene because it frames our faith. With the Last Supper, where he passes out the bread and says, "To remember me," it reminds us of God's love through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And then we see him again breaking the bread and sharing it with his followers, his believers, restoring their faith because of the power of the resurrection. When this happened, their eyes were opened. And they said, "Were not our hearts burning when he opened up the scriptures to us, when Jesus was walking along with us?" Folks, think back just 2 weeks ago when we gathered here on Easter Sunday and we celebrated the resurrection. The joy and the excitement that we had in singing praises to God and the celebration of the resurrection. It's important for us to remember that Easter is not just one Sunday that happens once this year. But Easter is something that we carry with us. Because of the resurrection, it's what makes our faith possible. And we're to take this joy and this excitement with us in every day of our lives. So folks, if we find ourselves needing to take a walk, in a situation where we're stressed, we're worried, we're anxious, where we don't understand, whatever our road to Emmaus may be, maybe a difficult situation at home, struggling with coworkers or a boss, having problems with your classmates or your teammates, whatever struggle we may find ourselves in, whether this week, this month, or a year from now, we need to know that Jesus is there to walk alongside us, to walk along with us. The presence of Christ will help us to understand what's going on. We may not understand why, but we know who: our risen Lord, our living hope. May we take time this week to share that hope and know as we go to journey with Jesus. Let's pray.